大家好，我是蒋建堂，欢迎一起来跟我听广播学英语。接着下来的片段呢，就更深入的讲到了工作对晚婚的影响，我们一起来听一下。
There's a lot of pressure from workplaces for people to be single and also to be mobile, to be able to move around quickly, to react to changes in the workplace very quickly, to even have to change jobs sometimes, move from city to city. All of these things might be more difficult if you're together with a spouse.
这个片段就提到了来自工作的压力啊，使人们处于单身，或者说要求人们处于灵活机动的状态，好像要对工作上面的变动反应迅速，甚至是不同城市的工作上的改变，这种种因素都对和配偶共同生活带来了更多的困难。好，我们现在再来把刚才的片段从头到尾听一遍。
There's a lot of pressure from workplaces for people to be single and also to be mobile, to be able to move around quickly, to react to changes in the workplace very quickly, even have to change jobs sometimes, move from city to city. All of these things might be more difficult if you're together with a spouse.
我们现在来看第一个单词，叫做 pressure. Pressure 表示压力 ,P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E,pressure, 压力。接着我们来看第二个单词，就叫做 workplace, work, 工作 place, 地方 workplace, 就是指工作场所 workplace, 也就是指人们工作的地方。接着我们来看第三个单词，叫做 mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, mobile, 我们以前在有关技术的片段中就学过这个单词，当时就说到了mobile phone 就是移动电话。在这里mobile 并不是指手提的这里是指人的那种状态是灵活机动的，好像老板要有要事处理，马上叫你出来你就能够马上出来，这一种灵活机动的状态就是 mobile 灵活机动的。好，我们现在就来把片段中包含上述单词的句子听一遍。
There's a lot of pressure from workplaces for people to be single and also to be mobile.
这句话的意思就是说来自工作的很多压力使人们处于单身和灵活机动的状态。接着我们来看第四个单词，叫做 react。react 表示对什么什么做出反应。要说明对什么做出反应，后面要跟 to react to something 对什么什么做出反应。记住 react R-E-A-C-T react。 好，我们现在就来听一下片段中包含 react 的那一句话。
To be able to move around quickly and to react to changes in the workplace very quickly.
这一句话其实就提到了来自工作的其中一方面的压力就是要求人们要能够对工作上面的变动做出迅速的反应。最后我们来看这个单词，叫做 spouse, S-P-O-U-S-E, spouse 表示配偶，配偶 spouse。片段中最后那一句话就包含了这个单词 spouse， 我们一起来听一下。
All of these things might be more difficult if you're together with a spouse.
这句话的意思就是说如果你和一个配偶共同生活的话，那上面所说的种种问题都会使你们两个人的共同生活变得更困难。好，我们现在再来把整个片段从头到尾听一遍。
There's a lot of pressure from workplaces for people to be single and also to be mobile, to be able to move around quickly and to react to changes in the workplace very quickly, even have to change jobs sometimes, move from city to city. All of these things might be more difficult if you're together with a spouse.
这个片段的讲解就到此结束，感谢你的收听，再会。